Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Aryan. Inner Side Open Mic. You pick the subject. You, the listeners, on this tonight's Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody. And we are looking for a home health aide for one of our advocates, and she's going to pay you herself, so you don't have to deal with an agency. You'll be dealing directly with the person. All right, she's offering $20 an hour plus a bonus, $100 bonus at Christmas. Job, a 12-hour job. So anybody out there interested, you can call Inner Sight. You got to be a non-smoker. You got to love cats. She has cats. And you got to be able to speak English. All right? She's had a lot of problems with people that she can't understand and so on and so forth. So those are some of the requirements. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. If you're interested, we can put you in touch with her and you can have a nursing home. All right, Inner Sight Open Mic. And happy to hear that 20-year war is over there in Afghanistan. So many people involved, and over 100,000 people were able to leave, they say, and go to other countries, or some of them, many of them, to their home country where they came from. So hopefully we won't get involved with anything like that ever again. You know, minding other people's business. That's really a way to are disabled, and the money being given to all these agencies, and thus people are encountering a hard time who need the help. Because you're dealing with strangers, you're dealing with agencies, you're dealing with money that is supposed to be there for us, and they're sending it to somebody else. That shouldn't be. That money should go into the account of the disabled person for whatever purpose it's intended, and it can only be used for that purpose. It's using the money for that purpose, and that, you know, they're not being taken advantage of in any way. That should be the agency's job, but not to control the money that's supposed to be there to help us. That presents major problems, and it also hinders people from getting a job. All right, Inner Sight Open Mic. The call-in number 213-816-1650. We'll try to get the phones open a little bit. See if we have any callers. In the meantime, brought to you by the Big E, Akita Rescue, a little bear, the Akita lady, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. You want to adopt an Akita, look at the website, talk to Joanne. You need a dog for a specific purpose. You need a service dog. You need your dog to be evaluated to see if it would make a good guide dog. Call us. We'll help with that. We'll check the dog out. All right? And talk to Joanne. She has a trainer, too. Big East, the key to rescue. You can email them at Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon. .net, I think it is. Verizon.net. All right? All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them, love them. Corey, Avante, Destiny, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and many, many others. Those are some who have passed away or are young. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we're still looking for someone to match our $2,000 donation that we got from Suffolk Bus Corp. So anybody out there who has a business, or if you just want to remain anonymous, that's fine. We'd be happy to promote your business for an entire year. And the studio will open soon. And, of course, there's this program. We have over 100,000 listeners. We're in the top 10 shows for the disabled. We're number 3, actually. So that's a pretty good shot. You know, you got a local business or you have a national business. We can work it either way. Inner Sight. So give us a call, send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Meeting either on the phone or in person. Be happy to try to get the local newspapers to give your business a write-up if you match the $2,000 that Suffolk Bus Corp gave us. All right, open mic, Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical, veterinarian care. You call Gary. Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. That's the number. If you have a problem picking the food up, let him know. He'll try to accommodate you, especially if you're disabled. 631-484-3085 on the phone number. Nobody starves on Long Island.
Okay.
All right. Inner Sight. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. Any questions about the Americans with Disability Act or your civil rights? Call Bahamundi. Can't remember the last name. That's all right. His name is Jim. 516-783-9662. All right. Inner Sight, open mic. And if you do call in, keep it clean. You can talk about whatever you want. I don't care how stupid you get, but keep it clean. All right? On the Inner Sight line. Otherwise, we'll have to boot you off. Yeah, talking about... talking about the... I heard on the news yesterday. I didn't hear it today. Yesterday. In Israel, a big controversy about the booster shot.
Yeah.
You know, they say that it's they're going to increase it from 6 months to 5 months. I think every 5 months or whatever it is. You know, so much of this stuff is guesswork.
It's experimental. Yeah, it is. But you know what they're doing? I noticed this. There's antibody tests on these people. And I read a couple of articles. This one woman was saying she actually, my antibody test for the COVID vaccine, meaning that if her, she's able to, tolerated, of course, which we don't know for sure with certain people, if they're able to even tolerate it. That's one thing. And then the other is that you have, this tolerance that you you know, have to, you know, to get for this antibody test. And it also, you know, you have to have something present for it to be seen. So she was saying that it was showing each time the vaccination. That's maybe why they moved it to 5 months instead of, you know, the regular 6 months like with the flu vaccine.
Well, we said this months ago that the vaccine is not for everybody. See, that's the thing
that's
about
true.
It. They want to shove it down everybody. It's not for everybody. Not everybody needs it. And in fact, some people, it's going to make them worse.
Yeah, I know.
And this one doctor, who said a while back, even though you're vaccinated, you can still spread the virus.
Or
now, what the hell kind of stuff is that?
Or even, here's even worse, I think. You can contract the variant, and it wasn't included in the original vaccination. They should have taken that into consideration. They should do double, you know, when they do these vaccines, they should do double work, I'd say. Really, I would say.
When these doctors detoxify you, the ones who believe in the holistic, one of the things they try to do is detoxify all these vaccinations that you had all these years.
Did you go and get that with anything with Gary Knoll to get detoxified from all your vaccines?
I never did, no.
No.
Not that
but
I remember.
But your brother might.
But
know.
I take a lot of stuff that is detoxifying.
You
can take. You can go to the health store. They got a lot of detoxifying items.
Yeah, I've seen
For the colon.
Oh, yeah. That's very important. I never, ever thought how important I was feeling until I went to the hospital the other day. And I was feeling, remember I keep telling you, I'm feeling fatigue, I'm feeling tired, I'm not feeling well. Well, P.S., my whole entire colon is inflamed. My whole, he said to me, I only see that when, he goes, I only see that when somebody has ulcerative colitis. Well, thank God they didn't do that and want to remove my colon. I would have been really, like, you're not touching me. Because they told my age.
You need to do the stomach up at least 3 times a day. With
I do.
That you got.
I do. I do. I think
and,
I need some herbs, though, too, to help me fight. And that's what Dr. Zhu gave me. He gave me some herbs, and it's helping, actually. And I'm feeling more energetic. And I'm trying really hard to, you know, not glorified energy, but I would say a little bit more energy. I could say that, you know, without saying anything else about it, because I feel that, you know, I hope that it lasts, you know.
Well, do the Able News, and then we'll get back to the open mic.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Also, they have a personals page. Like I said, they boast 2 marriages, and also they have where you can get it online and just go to ablenews.com and you get it for free online, the subscription. And back to you, Frank. Almost missed that.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Don't forget to sign our petitions. Tomorrow is the beginning of National Guide Dog Month, and we're hoping, our goal has been for many, many months to try to get 1 million names. Maybe this month will give it to us.
Yeah, maybe it'll be our...
1 million names.
Yeah.
On the petition.
Be good.
So read it, sign it. I would like to know, for one, and I don't think we'll ever get this information unless it's an act of Congress. I would like to know how many people are going to be denied service dogs for the month of September nationwide.
Yeah.
How many people?
We should know.
Yeah. But you can't, well, you can't find out now because it's only starting. But, I mean, at the end of the month, you know, at the end of the month, there should be a figure. Should be able to Google that information. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you can't Google. You know?
Yeah.
How many
people
die in nursing homes every month?
You don't have that figure.
No.
You don't.
You know what I mean?
Not the
you don't,
true
they
figure.
Don't want you to know that.
That's right. You don't have
they
the
don't
true figure.
They don't publicize
that.
They don't want you to
I
know that.
I wish they did. I wish they did.
There should be a law. They should publish it. They
That's
don't have
right.
to publish names, you know, just the number.
Yeah.
You know, the number would be good. Anyway, sign the nursing home petition, sign the service dog one, and we go forward. This is open mic. 213-816-1650. On the open mic where you can pick your own subject and talk about whatever you want. Coming up, September is fall.
Yeah, could you believe that?
Believe
oh, my.
All right.
Is it actually the equinox? The fall one?
Fall equinox is spring. No, what they
yes,
call it? What they
that's
call
right.
It?
The other way around.
Fall. Yeah, for September 21st, I think is officially fall.
Oh, right? Really?
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, and tomorrow night's show. Give me the money for my AIDS.
Yeah. We have a lot of, you know, people
Wednesday
who are interested.
Show.
Yeah.
And Thursday we'll have a guest host. Pidge will be here. And Friday's the funnies. All right, that's the rest of the week. Hey, television, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. Thursday, Altice, 7:30, all over Long Island. Still on the latest word is we're still on reruns. They were going to open the studio,
and
then they changed their mind.
Yeah.
You know, they listen to the news too much.
Yeah, I know.
It's no good to listen to the news too much.
You know, ever since I took the vaccination, I've been concerned about, because everybody says, oh, the vaccination will give you, you know, a problem with your legs. You know, remember when I went in the hospital? But the funny thing is, they didn't keep me from my swelling. They said they could have sent me home on a water pill. They're, instead of saying, oh, maybe we'll pay for one or two visits to your acupuncturist to get the water out. No, you know. So that's basically.
Yeah, you're better off with that.
I know.
Those water pills have side effects.
Yeah, I know.
The side effects of water pills.
Oh, yeah. I know. And also the anticoagulant, I'm not on it, thank God, anymore. Remember when I was on it? When they did that procedure in my heart? I was on it for a while. You know?
Yeah. Well, you want to try to get off that stuff as soon as possible. and replace it. Replace it with better stuff.
Mm.
You know, that's going to help you more.
Mm.
Because all these drug companies, all they do is push these drugs. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all they're interested in. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line out there?
Yeah, there was, when I looked at it, and I'm going to go back and look at it right now.
All right.
Give me
Louis
one
should
second.
Call in tonight.
Yes, he did for 2 seconds. I want to see if he's still on the right. board. That's why I'm refreshing it. You know, I'm happy that one guy did say to refresh it because I was refreshing it, but I guess my sight missed, you know, him when he was on. We have Anthony waiting in queue, but he's not in queue. He's actually just, you know, listening in. So
yeah.
he put himself in queue when I say that. All right, so.
All right, open mic. Anthony from Brooklyn, New York.
And here we go.
On Inner Sight.
Hi, Susanna. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, good.
So I was listening to the news today, and I heard some disappointing news about the fight against AIDS. They said that Johnson & Johnson had been working on a vaccine for so many years now, and they just found out that it's only 25% effective after all these years, and Moderna is working on a vaccine too. They want to try, you know, clinical trials on that because they're trying to go head to head with Johnson & Johnson. You know, ever since the coronavirus came out, they, you know, want to be competitors with the vaccine. But they said that in Africa, the vaccine was less effective than 25%, and, you know, there's a high percentage of people in Africa that have the disease, so that's a shame. But I'm not for all these, you know, medications either, and all these doctors just do is increase it, and, you know, everybody wants to make money off of it, and they don't ever try anything organic or, you know, let you try to stay without medication. I mean, I know that, you know, they might be afraid, but sometimes I think that they go overboard for every little thing. I mean, you know, like, for example, if, you know, you have, like, acne or something, they want you to use all these, you know, creams, and you don't know what, you know, you're putting into your body, and, I mean, these things are tested on, you know, animals, and then they want to try them on people, and, you know, they swear that they're good, and they've tested them for years, and it's okay. And, you know, if you ever see the book they have, it's a big book with I can't tell you how many pages, full of every kind of medication you could ever think of. And, you know, the good medication, I notice, like I say, you can't get access to because you can't afford to pay for it. So all they do is basically give you cheaper stuff, you know, to try to prolong your life. And, you know, obviously cheaper stuff is made cheaper, and some people can't even swallow it or digest it, and, you know, it's not coated. You know, I mean, you know, you go to a hospital and you get generic Tylenol instead of the real thing, and, you know, they tell you, oh, Tylenol's bad for diabetics, but it's better for people, you know, to take it when you're diabetic, because some people have, what do you call that, you know, they have problems metabolizing it in the liver. You know, it can damage your liver. So it's like you don't know what to do because everything is going to kill you, you know, sooner or later, you know, with all these different medications and everything. And
well,
it's,
it used
it's
to
shame.
Be, excuse me, Anthony, it used to be it'll either kill you or cure you. Now it'll just kill you.
Kill you.
Yeah. You know, I like I've said before on this show, I'm not, you know, putting down people that need it or have psychiatric problems, but I feel that psychiatric medication is overprescribed in this country, you know, because because the psychiatrists are afraid that people are going to commit suicide, and they are, you know, overreacting to it, and, you know, you take the medication for years, and they have to change it because it doesn't work anymore, and all it does is make you sleep and make you throw up and, you know, eat while you're sleeping and do all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah,
and
I know.
There are some psychiatric medicines that cause suicide, they found out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for
young adults.
And they say that it causes psychosis. So if it causes the same thing that it's supposed to prevent, I mean, you know, what's the point of it?
Sense of shaking it,
Yeah, I mean, how can these people live their lives safely at home? And,
well,
you know.
I was telling you, Frank, that I didn't like what some of the pain medications actually for nerve pain are antipsychotic medicines, a lot of them. So I didn't like the way I was feeling on this pain medicine. So I had to, take that, you know, over again and speak with, I had to actually go and see a psychiatrist for him to look at the medicines that he had in his repertoire because my regular doctor didn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole at all.
I wouldn't blame him. I mean, they're so scared, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you wonder to yourself because it's like, you know, you're forcing these people to take the medication sometimes, in some cases, believe it or not, to get home care because, you know, some of these nurses will tell people that, you know, well, you don't have psychiatric problems and you're not on, you know, medications where you have to be monitored to make sure, you know, that your behavior is okay, that you're not going to commit suicide. So, you know, you have to be on medication to get all those hours, and there are some people who are physically disabled, you know, who might have mild depression, for example, who really don't need it, who would push the therapist to say, oh, well, I'm depressed. I think I really need it because so-and-so died and I can't handle it and I'm disabled anyway. And then in the back of their mind, they're going, I need more hours and things like that because, you know, they're afraid of losing their aid, for example, and Mary wanted it because she wanted to buy a house. So they do anything they could to keep Mary because they're, you know, afraid of being alone and they feel, you know, deserted and destitute and they you know, take medication unnecessarily just to, you know, get services that they wouldn't, you know, automatically get otherwise. And that's a real shame,
right.
You know. And that's what our society has come to, you know.
That's true.
It's all about, you know, trying.
Yeah. They want a quick fix, and it's not a quick fix sometimes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the psychiatrist won't see you many times without you agreeing to take medication. And I notice that, you know, I've heard in cases where, you know, people have started to see a therapist during the coronavirus, they haven't been able to even see these patients in the office because the offices are closed and they don't want that many people there. So you opt to do it by phone, or that's how they require you to do it. And then they tell you over the phone without even seeing you that, you know, well, if you don't agree to take medication, I'm going to discharge you from our clinic. I mean, well, how do you know that they really need it? You know what I mean? I mean, what if they just
back
needed
in
more
the,
intense therapy?
Excuse me, Anthony. Back in the 60s, when I was working to get blind people out of state hospitals and all that, we had a psychiatrist who was a mental patient, and he became a doctor, and he was the only psychiatrist I ever met that you could go to where he would help you to get off your medicine.
That's right.
Very unusual, you know, and we worked with him, and he helped a lot of people, and, you know, he got them on supplements and all that. And,
do you know what?
It worked.
You know psychiatrist told me, by the way, Frank? It goes right along with that. And thank God you found somebody who was, you know, willing to take people off. He says, oh, I would have started you out with absolutely nothing, you know, because you don't know how these things are going to react, but I decided against it. I'm like, is he crazy? Himself.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing that gets the thing that gets me is, you know, when you start to take this medication, you know, some people are not able to function once it builds up in the body, and then they don't have anyone to take care of them, and they can't answer that question. And I'm surprised that that, you know, therapist did that, because they are shunned in their field, you know, and they're afraid of losing their license if you, you know, tell someone, you know,
I think
you should.
Things are changing, actually. You know why? I found a couple of things that were online, and they do what's called a functional MRI, and they give you holistic stuff, and only like if you're, you know, like literally freaking out, they'll give you the medicine, but just to, and then they would wean you back off if you're like something was really going wrong, and it will be very light dose. Like they take the medicine and then they make it like, you know how they have the holistic stuff, Frank? Then they give it to you in very,
very
light doses.
Yeah, who pays for the holistic stuff?
That's what I was trying to get, you know, for my pain medicine. So I, you know, it's a neurological medicine, but it also is to control seizures and to control people with all of it, and psychiatric illnesses. So it does all of it. So now how can you say categorically that's going to help you eventually with all your pain when it doesn't, because it'll get you hooked on this thing? And it did. I am. And I did try and stop it all on my own. And what was happening is my pain came back with a vengeance. You know, I mean, until I go to the acupuncturist and start working, you know, with him possibly, him or her, you know, they have a lot of students there. They have good ideas, you know. I was really, you know, happy about that, to see that. That the young future has good ideas as well.
Yeah, there's some kind of expensive electroshock therapy, you know, that, you know, they say could, you know, electrically shock your brain, you know, so that you wouldn't have mental problems anymore, and I don't believe in that. But years ago, there was a harsh kind of it where, you know, when they wanted to try to change the sexual orientation of people, they would take gay people to a psychiatric ward in a state hospital and give them, you know, electroshock therapy and do conversion therapy and, you know, make them watch videos about how homosexuality is wrong. And I said, that's total madness. I mean, I understand it was in the 70s, but, you know, sometimes I think that, you know, a lot of people...
It's come a long way, by the way.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people should get a second opinion, or they, you know, put too much faith in what these therapists say and things like that, and that's a shame, you know. And some of them don't even really listen carefully. It's like they can't wait to get off the phone, or they don't understand, or they're tired, or they want to go to lunch or breakfast, or, you know, things like that. You know, whatever it is that, you know, is bothering them that they,
that's the,
you know,
problem.
Want,
they eat too many
break.
Donuts and they can't function.
Yeah, well, so do the police officers eat too many donuts.
Yeah.
You can always find them in a Dunkin' Donuts. That's why they always have a big beer belly.
From what I know, when my uncle was a police officer, and if they're on surveillance at night, they go get the coffee from. They like the Dunkin' Donut coffee, so they say, you know, since we're here already, why don't we just get donuts? It'll keep us up, the sugar. And that's what it did the whole night for them to be able to do the stakeout.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts are delicious. I don't blame them. I mean,
me too.
But they're bad for you to eat too much, you know.
Well, the sugar doesn't help you. The sugar itself is like, it's worse than having, from what I heard, you know, from some holistic people than having even cocaine. That's how, you know, bad it is.
Yeah, and then when you eat Dunkin' Donuts Munchkins, they give you so many in a bag, you know, and then the donuts don't last. Yeah, you can't eat the donuts.
Jelly donuts are my favorite.
My favorite,
more than
too.
One day later, you know. So
what kind of jelly?
See,
there's one that's a raspberry jelly. What do you like, Frank?
Once in a while, I get a jelly, the cherry jelly donut.
Yeah?
You know, go in there and get one.
I like
well,
the French
Corollas.
Well,
you know what's so funny? Oh, you like them? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, you know, the glazed donuts? I like them. I like Bavarian cream. And
oh, I like that too.
That was my mother really liked Bavarian cream. So every time I eat a Bavarian cream, you know, I'll remember my mom. So that's a good thing. It'll make me feel good. At a good time. You know, when she always...
Open mic, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. Anthony, anything else?
No, thank you, Frank.
Oh, okay. Anytime.
All right. Okay. Take care.
Take care. Good night.
Take care.
We always appreciate your comments.
Input, yeah. He has great input.
All right.
That's why I'm including him in our nursing home destruction program. Sorry.
All right. Inner Sight. And did we get Louie on the line?
Yes, he is. He's right here waiting for you. I was just about to say it.
All right.
You know,
let's get Louie in here. We'll
sense,
talk about Friday night with the Frolics.
Yeah, here we go.
Inner Sight Live. Open mic.
Hello there, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Well, hello there, Mr. Louis Rivera II.
Yeah, I know. Pretty voice through the phone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How does it sound? My voice.
Good.
Good.
I'm groovy guy, though.
I'm wondering.
Yeah.
So my husband said to me, oh, you sound hoarse all the time. You can't do voiceovers. I said, sometimes they like that hoarse voice for a certain character roles. You don't know. So he said to me, no.
Yeah.
You have a hoarse, not like Frank. Frank has a nice, deep voice. I said, well, anyway, maybe I'll start drinking more tea with, raw honey and work on my voice a little more.
Yeah, how you doing, Louie? Friday night,
yeah.
We're going to have some fun around here.
Yeah.
I spoke to you on Friday. You hung up the phone, and then Willie Sullivan says, touring next week for the Frolics next week, and then the phone got hung up.
Yeah, I know. We're still having a little problem with that freaking phone line, Frank. I can see people come in and out, especially when Louie... He comes in. He goes in and out, in and out. I could see him, and I could see Maureen too. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I did put my foot in that one.
Hey, I won't Frank and Suzanne. I won't forget Caroline from Long Island over here.
We gotta get
back.
Caroline on here. Yeah, we gotta get her back. I'm curious to see how she is with her housing situation, Frank. You know.
Yeah, so listen, Lou, you got a good song for Friday?
Pick any song you like, any song you like. Pick Speak Softly Love, we'll do.
Oh.
You know that one? I know that.
Yeah.
That's the Godfather song.
Yeah. You must have watched The Godfather recently. Lou.
Hey, Frank. On the news yesterday, I saw that actor passed away on Sunday. You got Spunk. I hate Spunk. That he played, his name is Ed Asner.
Oh, he did?
Oh.
He passed away yesterday.
Hear about that.
Sunday he passed away.
How old was he?
I'm
91 years old.
I was just about to say.
Wow.
Mary Tyler Moore Show, right?
Yeah.
91, huh?
Yeah.
and he passed away some kind
he's
of respiratory
totally
failure.
Different.
Also,
he's
in in his own show, Lou Grant.
Yeah.
Also, he's in Roots, and also he plays an animated movie, Up.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Rich Man, Poor Man.
Oh.
Yeah. Hello, Frank Pernio. Why don't we say a few words for Friday on the blog radio on the Follics on a Friday?
Go ahead. Let them have it.
Yeah, go for it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rosanna Dana. I want you to make sure you put on that radio on their telephony. To put on Block Talk Radio from 8 to 9 o'clock. They call the name of the show is The Follies. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to talk to Buffy Casalvo and Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis. Don't forget, your one and only Rosanna and Dan. I'm going to talk to you on a Friday night. We're going to have a good laugh, have a good time, and have a good
What's that?
All right.
What is that, Lou? What is that supposed
Friday
to
night.
Mean?
they talk about love drops away from me. Rosanna Dana did that.
He's
making me sad. I went,
Oh, is that
she ate all of your love drops, huh?
Yeah, she must have loved it.
she didn't share my drops with me. That's what's going on. Yeah,
well, we'll have
right.
to get you some back for Friday.
Yeah, we will.
Don't worry, I'll get it back, Frank. Don't worry about it. I'll talk to Jerry Lewis also.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah. And I'll get it, Frank. I need lipstick. I need it for Friday's Follics.
Lipstick?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do with lipstick?
I'm disguised as Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
You don't want to look like that.
Oh, don't let Suzanne see me disguised as her. I got trim. I got put new glasses on, lipstick, and face.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to have a good time.
Well, that we got to do on television, though.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Don't let my daddy see that. Oh, no. Don't let my daddy see that. He'll give me a black and a black. Boom, 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 black, black.
Sergeant will freak out.
Yeah, he will. I got to say, he will.
Sergeant Louis Rivera Sr.?
Yeah,
not
he
anymore.
Would freak out.
Yes,
but
not anymore.
No?
No, once a sergeant, always a sergeant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So I call you about the late Ed Asner. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Sorry, you're a great actor.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Hey, Frank.
All right.
Don't forget, I'll call you on a Friday night. I'm going to have
don't
a good time
night.
With that crazy Pat Cooper, Rosetta Dana. Oh, gee. And the band
with
the
I'm going to pick out a good song for you, Lou.
What song?
Good song.
Any song?
Yeah, I'm gonna find a good song.
That'd be good.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Have a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you could say Frank Perino's nose glows. On off the other reindeer. Yes, it shouted out with glee. And why don't you guy Buffy Casalvo tonight? Remember that?
Yeah.
All right, we're jumping ahead to Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, thanks,
not
Luke.
Now. Yeah, I love you, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. Good, pretty voice
hey,
on the phone.
Oh, I love you too, Louie. You're such a good person. You really are.
All right. Open mic.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Inner sight.
Take care.
All right. Take care.
Open mic where you pick the subject.
Wait.
231. 213-816-1650.
Okay.
Phone number if you want to call in and sound off, talk about whatever you want, as long as you keep it clean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so August is over. They're talking about that the stock market might have a rough time in September. Well, you never know. Who knows? I don't believe all these predictions. People try to predict things, and half the time they're wrong anyway. I take each day as it comes. That's the only way to live. That's what I believe. Everybody's different, you know. Anyway, are you looking for a job as a home health aide? $20 an hour. We got one of our advocates. $100 bonus for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, it's better than you're going to get from the agencies.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a 12-hour day. So you figure $20 an hour. How much is that? 20 times 12? It's, what, 200 bucks?
Yeah.
240 bucks for the day.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. You know, job sounds so good, I might even take it myself.
I'm thinking about that, sending you off for it.
All right. Inner Sight, we'll be Friday, we got the funnies coming up. Do a little Jackie Gleason and goof off with Red Fox, you know. And you're going to send Fred to the home if he doesn't behave himself. Oh, no, not the home. That's it. If you don't behave yourself, you got to go to the home.
That's right.
All right, that's Friday night on Open Mic. Any other callers out there?
Let me look again. I have to refresh each time.
All right.
I know.
Here we
we're
go.
Good. Okay. So far, we're
all
good.
Right, no callers.
All right, no callers.
So, what's the worst thing that ever happened to you? Anybody out
me?
There want to talk about that? The worst thing.
Wow. Well,
that ever happened to you in your life?
Wow. I have too many. I really do. I can't answer that right away. What's the worst
thing? I know
thing?
What it was for me.
Getting denied a guide dog for the first time.
No.
What?
No. That wasn't the worst thing. The worst thing was when I fell in love with this girl and found out that she hated men.
Oh, geez, that is the worst thing.
That's the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Of course.
My entire life. I never would have dreamed that she was like that, you know, because
right.
she came on so sweet and loving, you know. And,
you sure she didn't have, like, bipolar or something? That she flips
what?
On a switch? Bipolar or something? She flips? Her mood flips.
Oh, I don't know.
Forth.
I don't
she
think she had bipolar,
did.
But she her brother told me something, and I didn't listen to him.
Yeah.
He said, "Don't marry my sister. She hates men." And I found out later that her father sexually abused her.
There it is, right there. But that's no excuse, I gotta say.
And that led up to her being hateful and resentful
it
and all that
horrible.
Toward men, you know. So that's the worst thing that ever happened to me. Anybody out there want to talk about the worst thing that ever happened to you? 213-816-1650.
I think
and,
for me, is it's this illness. And it just keeps giving gifts. So that is the absolute worst for me. You know, and it took
for
away
you,
my
yeah.
youth. Yeah. It took away my youth. I had no youth anymore. You know, that was the hardest thing. I used to sit.
Well, but that's something you can do something about. See?
Yeah.
So it's not as bad as you think it is.
Yeah.
You know, if you can do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is to get into the position where you can do it.
That's true, too.
So, turn it into a good thing.
I am. The thing is I feel so strongly about the way in which people are being treated that you got me for the rest of my life, Frank, to help you. Seriously, I am so, my heart says this is wrong, so I keep fighting even though I don't have much left in me at times. But I tell you, if I switch the way in which I'm being treated in terms of medicine and all that, I think things are going to be coming up my way. You know, that's how I feel, strongly, very strongly.
Well, all it is simple common sense.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, I know. Sort of. Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, it's so horrible that they will pay for the stuff that kills you, but they won't pay for the stuff that helps you. That bothers me.
Yeah, it's because they don't have common sense. Somebody said to me, the government doesn't have common sense. And I totally agree, they don't.
No.
You know? If they did, they wouldn't waste all this money on nursing homes. You know, they would take a lot of the burden off them and let these agencies start raising part of the money to help people. It's common sense. That's all it is. You know, but the government doesn't work with common sense. They work with red tape. Red tape and common sense don't go together. You know?
Yeah.
They oppose each other.
Direct opposites.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a real dilemma. It's a real challenge. It's a fight, you know. But I'll tell you one thing. Getting information to people that they don't know about really helps a lot.
Yeah.
And it gives you a reputation. Inner Sight has a reputation.
Yeah, I know.
For telling people the truth of what's going on. We don't hold back the truth as long as we know it. You know? We tell it. What's that? Noise in the back. Somebody's got a radio television on or something.
Mm-mm. No.
In the background.
That's the sad part. I don't hear it, but I can ask.
Is that?
I'll go into mute. Let me see if he has it on.
Have you got that mic open that Louis was on? Close that mic.
No, it's closed.
Well, I hear somebody talking in the background.
All right, hang on. Let me see. Hold on.
What is that? So, you know, it's the common sense part that we are trying to make up for. You know, to let people know what's going on, what we have to deal with, and what we go through as disabled people trying to live our lives.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Common sense. Put it into practice. Right here on open mic, 213-816-1650. What do you think about common sense?
What do I think about common sense? It's not used that often. It's a dying
practice. Yeah, we need a lot more of it. lot
more. It's a dying practice. Really.
Well, in a site, we always try to get the common sense idea. All right?
There's no door, literally, within the whole area of my house except for when you go to the bathroom. Okay? So that's where I am right now because I couldn't.
What do you mean, no door?
The...
You don't have a door in your room?
No. It was blown off by the wheelchair, and I don't have enough room to put another door. So that we just leave it off when
crazy.
We have a what do you call? Well, it's because things aren't accessible. That's the issue. And
what
the
about
wall,
a sliding door? Wouldn't that work?
We're thinking of that. We really are. But I have to see how much room
a
it
door
takes.
That goes right in the
it's
wall.
Mounted. Oh no, it won't do it. We have the where this our we'd have to change the way in which that whole area is. I don't know. We'd have to think about that. If I get money, I might do it.
Well,
just
there it is again. The agency should be.
I know that these people, you know, who are evaluating me for this program, they do help with monetary things like that, as long as it keeps you out of a nursing home. And the bad part is about this whole program that really bothers me is that, you know, it doesn't fully guarantee that you stay out of a nursing home. And that bothered me. I was just talking to my aunt, and she said she doesn't know what she's going to do, but she might have to sell her house in Florida and come up over here to be with family like me. And I don't mind her doing that, but I have to know for sure if she wants to do that. But
well, you're in a room for her. Where are you going to put her?
No, she's going to get her own little place. I know that.
Oh,
we're not good at like, her and I, even though she's, like, my only really loved one left that's really close and helped raise me like, you know, a mom with my grandmother and my mom, all three of them. If I didn't get help with one, I went to the other, and they all agreed with each other. So they knew this little mischief girl was not going to do something wrong, you know. And I'm proud of it. I'm proud I was raised by an extended family situation.
All right, we'll
I was raised
you tomorrow
right
night. I want to thank all our listeners, all our callers. And tomorrow night's subject, give me the money for my AIDS.
Yeah.
Talk about that tomorrow night. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we want to thank all those who have helped to keep this show on the air. We greatly appreciate it. Kennedy Realty, one of them, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Tune with us tomorrow night. Tune in tomorrow night and learn more about what we have to go through and why a lot of people can't get help.
I'd like to
get
Marlene, if we still have her number, do we?
Yeah, I called her. She doesn't answer the phone.
Oh.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.